our next story, I want you to picture a teenager or even someone in their 20s, or let's be honest, even someone like myself, I love stationery. They're going in to buy notebooks for the school year. There's a notebook with a cricket bat on it, one with a butterfly, and then there's those exercise books with the generic cover that you then have to go home yourself and cover. And let's be honest, if you're not good with plastic contact, you're gonna get bubbles, and that's just not okay. Now, on top of all of that, I want you to overlay the situation with maybe the person is working through some sexual identity or just trying to figure out who they are. And so really, like, good luck finding notebooks that help inspire you in that time, right? Well, actually, we are in luck. Matthew Fraser is a New South Wales author of contemporary young adult fiction. He's also the creator of a new range of notebooks that celebrate inclusion, diversity, they ignite conversations, and they give voice to those who maybe didn't always have one. With great design and really inspiring words, Matthew's notebooks have become a beacon of positivity for all young people. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for that lovely introduction.
My pleasure. Tell us about these notebooks. What was the inspiration?
Well, you know, I've always been obsessed with notebooks. So I write young adult novels, so I go through a ton of them all the time. And I guess it was mid last year when I was in a shop looking for, you know, just notebooks in general. And I just thought, you know, how bland and boring some of them were. And it was just such a waste. You know, just stripes and block colours and patterns,
yes,
and your standard sort of follow your dreams sort of quotes, and nothing really spoke to me or represented, you know, how I felt. And I actually remember being a teenager and feeling that way too.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything was always written for, you know, for the masses, for the cool kids, and, you know, the kids that fit in the majority. And usually, I'd have to take the notebooks home myself and cover them with, you know, stuff that I cut out from magazines. And it got me thinking, you know, what if I could create my own range of notebooks that were more inclusive, you know, that would appeal to an audience, to those who don't always fit inside the box or, you know, fit in with the majority, so that, you know, regardless of, you know, your skin color or your gender or your body shape, or, you know, who it is you're friends with or who you're even sleeping with, you could find, you know, a sense of connection and be proud of who you are.
I love it. Listeners, I urge you strongly to head along to Matthew's website and check them out. I will link them here. But there's some really, really funny ones. There's like one with a unicorn on the front, and it's all multicolored, and it's like, talk less, listen more. And I think that's just a really, really beautiful message. And then there's one about the underdog. And then there's this really awesome black cover that has then all these multicolored words on it that are like, you know, lesbian, gay, transgender, fluid, like, and in the middle, it's this big phrase of what a wonderful world.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's the point, isn't it? That how boring would life be if everyone was just the one gender or the one sexuality? I mean, one of the notebooks, you know, has an illustration of a group of girls from, you know, various cultures with, you know, different coloured skin and body sizes, you know, and they're all smiling and embracing each other. And the message above it just says, we are all queens.
Yes, we are.
And if that notebook, you know, can make a young girl or a woman feel connected or feel, you know, they're represented, I guess, in a positive way, you know, every time they pull out that notebook, then there's a great payoff, right? For me.
Great payoff.
Yeah.
How was the process of getting them made?
Look, I actually wanted to keep it really local. So, you know, I'd always wanted to use, you know, local designers and local printers. And
oh, wow.
I was lucky enough to find a really talented designer, Megan Herring, who really got me and understood, you know, what the purpose of the notebooks and the meaning of each design. But it meant by going local that I guess it was going to be a little bit more expensive too, but that was okay, because I'm not really, you know, these aren't, you know, they're not for profit, the notebooks. You know, I don't make any money out of them. It's just the cost of a notebook just covers the amount for me to keep on producing them.
Yeah. And what has been the response from people so far?
Amazing.
Yes.
You know, the illustrations, you know, they're aimed at teenagers, but there's also, I guess, a large section of people who are buying them in their 30s, their 40s. You know, I've even had grandparents, mums who are buying them as gifts. to give to their kids and to friends. And I always wonder why people choose the ones they do and what resonates with them. But
I was going to say, has there been one that's been a standout seller or a couple that have been a standout seller?
Probably the most popular one is the flamingo one.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, so it's a little drawing of these tall, pretty pink flamingos and sitting with them is like a little short little black penguin. And the heading simply says, "You can sit with us." So he's looking really out of place with these flamingos. But, you know, I guess I'm a bit of an optimist that way. But my dream is that, you know, some kid is having a really bad day and, you know, and feeling on the outer and happens to sit down next to someone at school or in a library who pulls out that notebook. And suddenly, you know, they feel connected and they have an ally and a friend. So, I mean, how amazing would that be, right?
Oh, that's so amazing.
Job done.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You've written a young adult trilogy and it's currently under submission at the moment. What is it about helping young people that really lights you up?
Look, I think for me, you know, growing up, always feeling, you know, that little bit on the outer, that it was just a way to be able to share, you know, experience. And I guess it is a part of a trilogy. The first one is written and it's out on submission now, as you said, but it's written in the present time. So it's very, very current. And it's just about, you know, a group of teenagers that are navigating their way through their final year in high school while, you know, facing all sorts of injustice, like discrimination and racism and homophobia. And I think in the same way with the notebooks as well, it's more about, you know, providing a sense of connection for, you know, people to see themselves reflected in some of these characters and, you know, also having a bit of fun as well. Like, I mean, the notebooks are fun and, you know, the trilogy that I'm writing definitely has, you know, a really positive outcome. And, you know, I guess that's why I find, you know, writing for teenagers probably the most exciting, because you can, you know, look at so many firsts and through the eyes of characters who are seeing things for the first time and going through experiences for the first time and shining a spotlight on some of their issues.
Matthew, it has been so lovely chatting with you. I love the notebooks and I really look forward to your YA book coming out next year sometime.
Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
Oh my God, it was really great. And we will link to the podcast where people can head along to your website and check out the notebooks and also buy them. They're a fabulous gift. I have them for myself as well.
So. That's good to hear. That's great to hear. And stay healthy, and to all your listeners too. Stay healthy,
yes,
and stay safe.
Oh my God, you too. Have a great day, Matthew.
Thanks, Willie. Bye-bye.
Bye.